So for those of you that don't know, our psychic spin segment, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, but if you're just joining us, this is when we take a look at something in the current events or the news or something that's on everybody's mind, and but we get to pull tarot cards. So we get to put a psychic spin on it, you know. And so for today's, we decided to do, are we living in the Matrix? Now, let me bring my deck up here so we can here we go. So I'm gonna shuffle and pull some cards on this. But you know what I was thinking, Mary, about this, you know, it really depends on what you mean by that. That, you know, when
right.
you say the Matrix, yeah, because it all depends on what's in your mind when you're shuffling the cards and asking the question, because it means different things to different people. You know, a lot of the people that speculate about us actually living in a matrix, that's really what's going on here, they're being literal, just like the movie, that we are living in a computer-generated simulation. So
yeah.
If that's what you're thinking of, now that's not exactly what I'm thinking of, but just to finish up with that, that's what most people are talking about. But of course, then that begs the question, well, if we're living in a computer-generated simulation, who created the computer-generated simulation that we're living in?
Yeah, absolutely.
And like in the movie, you know, is this us in the future? We create this and we think we're back here in the 2000s when we're really, it's like, you know, the 24th, 26th century, you know, and we're living in it right now. Or, you know, was there ever a reality? Or, you know, is it aliens? I mean, you know, it could be so many things. Now, my version of this, though, and what I was thinking when I drew my cards is I'm thinking about, you know, what's the nature, the real nature of the universe, and is it holographic? Are we living in something like the Matrix, although not computer generated necessarily? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. Let's find out. Yeah. Sharona, are you going to draw cards with us too and do the psychic spin?
Yeah, of course. I'm
Yay!
Ready. With I have cards and I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Awesome. Hey, why don't you go first? What are you getting? Draw some cards and let us know, you know, what the cards tell you about are we living in the Matrix? Seeing that you're our guest today and haven't done the psychic spin with us before, this is actually kind of fun, Mary.
Yeah.
I'm almost glad you were late, although I had a heart attack, but but we got Mary on. I'm sorry, but we got Sharona to come on, but I was having a heart attack waiting for Mary. It's like, oh, my God.
And I said, Jack, don't worry. I'm going to be listening in, so I can always call in. And,
yeah.
You know, what I pulled, I'm like playing with an Oracle deck and a
nice.
And my tarot deck at the same time. So in the Oracle deck that I have in front of me is actually the one that was created by someone who I had on my show a few weeks back, Paulina Cassidy or Paulina Fay. And I pulled a card about friends. Friends we meet along the way help us to appreciate the journey. So it's funny. In some ways, the matrix that we're in are the other people and the other things that are mirroring back to us, a reality. So this whole thing about, have fun with it, whether it's a matrix, I used to have this crazy thought when I was a kid that it was only me. I was like this giant mind and I was making it all up. So everybody who was in it, I basically created. But as I grew older, I said, no, it's probably more that everyone we meet, they're reflecting back to us, our reality. So to me, this whole thing about friends that you meet along your journey is to really have fun with it. You know, that basically, and then I started pulling cards like the Ace of Cups, which is about love and meeting people. But if you can approach every situation and everything and every being, because, you know, I like to react not only with people, but our animal friends, our pets, nature and everything. If our first thought when we look at the reflection that's coming back to us, remember it's going through the the reflection of whatever the matrix is in our head, is try to in the beginning to react with it with love, you know, not fear. And, you know, look at it from that angle. And, you know, just really kind of enjoying it. I mean, enjoying life. And if there is a matrix, enjoy it. Why not? Because it all goes through our head and comes out our head, so we can make it whatever we want.
Awesome.
What about you, Mary?
Right. So for me, I just looked at it like, are we living in a simulation of some type? You know, I just kind of broke it down to like
the
basic.
That. Yeah.
Right? You know, are we living in some type of simulation? And, you know, oh my gosh, I'm looking at these cards like, whoa, okay. You know, basically what these cards are saying to me, and I'm using one of my newer favorite tarot decks, the inversion tarot, where it's like black and white, but you know, inverted, you know, so you have like everything illustrated in white on a black background. And what's really catching my eye about this is the judgment card. Again, I don't know what it is with the judgment. I know, it's like, what in the world? And then the Ace of Wands is underneath that, pointing up to it. And then underneath that is the Four of Cups. So really what that tells me is that, you know, look, there are things that we're not seeing that are going on, you know. So already, you know, are we living in a simulation? It could be that maybe sometimes we are, in a sense. But the other thing that comes up here, too, is that pops into my head with it, is this idea that we have this sort of sense of more control than we realize sometimes. So I think what happens is that there could be a lot of us living in a simulation, but we have created that simulation ourselves. You know, people build their lives, right? We talk about building our life, making all these choices in life. And in a sense, there's a lot of people that choose a pattern or they choose a program, right? You know, it's like you'll see sometimes this will happen like through generations, right, where it's like the kid, because I also have the Page of Pentacles too, and that opposite the King of Pentacles, I'm like, okay, he's going to follow the programming of his father. So, and not he meaning a particular person, but that is kind of an archetype of follow a simulation. And the programming is sort of all there. You know, it's like, okay, you're going to go to this school, you're going to work for this company, you're going to live in this kind of neighborhood, you're going to marry this kind of person. I think it's like that, in a sense, more than everybody's living in the same simulation. You know, because I think that as much as a lot of times we assume that we're living the same reality, you know, we start talking to people and realize that that's really not the case. It's like, whoa, what reality are they living in? What world are they living in? And so we're kind of doing this ourselves, I think, and maybe this world that we're on, this planet that we're on, kind of provides kind of like a playground in which all these different simulated programs can kind of play out. And the four cups, to me, is saying like we're not seeing that. You know, we're like kind of right outside our field of vision, or we're so looking at our own lives. We're so focused on, you know, the one thing. We're focused on our own reality. Then maybe we don't see all the different ways in which it plays out around us in different people's lives and be able to step back and look at, like, a bigger picture. And the judgment card to me is saying, like, look, you know, it's decisive. These are the decisions people are making. These are perhaps the callings that they are following. When people say that they have a calling or they feel like they have a life purpose, something they were meant to do, you know, maybe that's kind of like plugging into a program. I don't know.
Well,
that's
cool.
What I got. What
cool,
did you get?
Wow.
Like we're creating, some of us are creating our own matrix. And the interesting thing about
it, I think
it,
we are.
Creating matrix, guess what? If you don't like the matrix that you created, you have the ability to take responsibility that you created it and recreate something that makes you a lot happier. You're not a, you know, it's not coming from outside. It's, you know, it's coming from within you. So we're it makes us very powerful.
Yeah. How about you, Dax? What did you get?
I think Sharona's dead on. I love the way you unpacked that, Mary. It was really, really good. Really, really good. So, you know, I asked, as I always do, I asked the question straightforward and do a yes, no. So I do my five card yes, no, and then I'll unpack that. I'm using the Tarot of Dreams by Chiro Marquette because I think that it's like we're living in a dream, and the whole concept of, like, especially with the movies, The Matrix, it's like living in a dream and then waking up to reality, which is what happens for Neo in the first movie kind of thing. And so I thought, let's use Tarot of Dreams for this. Okay. And I asked the question very similar to what you did, Mary, you know, are we living in a simulation? But I had the caveat of, you know, what's the real nature going on here? And I ended up getting three no cards and two yes cards. So it's one of those muddled answers once again, not a super strong, yes, we're living in the matrix. No, we're not living in the matrix. It's more leaning towards, no, we're not living in a simulation, but the nature of reality is not what we think it is. So that's the straightforward answer to the question. But then if we unpack what I'm getting in some of the cards, first of all, I'm getting 2 5 cards, you know, the chaos number in numerology. And when you look at the physical nature of the universe and how, as I was describing earlier in the show, the particles coming out of the zero point field, the quantum field, it's actually chaos. And out of chaos comes order. And it's interesting that I'm getting, you know, 2 5 numbered cards, the five chaos numbers. It's also high energy, the number 5, and change, you know, the one constant in the entire universe, right, guys? Change. That's the one constant. And I got the 5 of coins, which matches up with a lot of what you were saying, Mary, about, you know, what we're being taught, what the social norms are, and our social institutions letting us down. Because that's an aspect, one of the traditional meanings of the 5 of pentacles, 5 of coins, you know, being let down by social institutions, you know. And the other 5 was the 5 of swords. So now we're, you know, in the mental realm here. And a lot of times the 5 of swords is about, you know, the kind of person that always has to be right, you know, Mary?
Mm. Yeah.
And so our inability to see the true nature of what's going on in the universe is our mental process and how we have to be right about what we think is going on. And I think that it's part of the downfall of, you know, both sides of the equation when people look at this from a metaphysical, philosophical, or spiritual, religious viewpoint, and then from the other side, like a more scientific viewpoint where the scientists are blinded by the little bit that they know that they're extrapolating that as if they know the whole thing when they really don't, but they so need to be right intellectually that they're blinded by their own knowledge. And then the same thing's going on the other side, you know, adhering to dogma. It goes back to that five of coins, being let down by social institutions. You know, she's got a church right behind her, right? And so that's what's going on and why the Hermit card shows up for me. So the Hermit card shows up, and you know, the essence of the Hermit card is separating oneself from a situation to get a better perspective on it, to see the reality. Mm. So the Hermit card is telling us what to do there. Now the central focus card that I got is fascinating because, you know, as we were going through the show a couple of times, you know, the it came up where we mentioned about the nature of the universe and the world and just, you know, talking about the world of the Matrix as far as the movies go and things like that. And I get the World card. And
wow.
The World card as the central – yeah, and it makes so much sense if you – and I'm, by the way, I'm going to take a picture of this and put it up on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group and our Psychic Talk Radio page and the Tarot Guild page and our Tarot Guild Facebook group, and I'll get it onto the website later too as well. Maybe I'll even just cut out this section of us chatting about the psychic spin part of the show here and put it in with that. And so you can see what I'm talking about because it's so perfect. I'm so glad I picked this deck to use. Because you have the world and you have the fool kind of like in the center, real tiny there, you know, and around the world is like the compass points. And then the rest of the card image is split into four quadrants, and each quadrant is depicting the four elements, earth and air and fire and water, all leading back to what I was talking about, you know, about the real nature of the universe, how it's, you know, put together by the elements. There's a lot more to this that we don't have time for me to go into, but just basically, you know, if we can adopt the position of the hermit, we can see the reality of our world as not just the material, what we physically see at the macroscopic level, that there's so much more going on here. Which leads to the very last card I got, which is the Knight of Swords. And in the Tarot of Dreams, Chiro has depicted the knight on a horse as normal, but it's a Pegasus. Okay?
Oh.
So the knight is flying in the air on the back of the Pegasus here. And what this is representing for me is, you know, the soaring heights that our mind is capable of if we let ourselves get beyond the constraints of like the five of coins and the five of swords that we saw earlier and, you know, be step back and be open to things like the hermit is, see the world for the real reality, the true nature, the world card. Then with the Knight of Swords, we're able to really then soar, and our minds can take us anywhere, and we can create any reality we want, as Sharona said.
Yeah, Well, and what you were saying really, like that reminded me of what Sharon had said when you were talking about those fives and how everybody has to be right, you know, about things and how that can, like, kind of limit you because you're like, okay, I'm going to stick with this because it's got to be right. It's got to be right. And Sharon is saying just have fun with it and taking that lighter approach and to enjoy it and, like, kind of let go. Let go of the need, you know. I remember Demi Moore saying this thing that always sticks with me that she said once was like, sometimes when you are right, that's all you get to be. Like, you can be right about your argument in your mind. You take that, I'm right about it. But then, like, you lose out on so much. You lose out on other opportunities because you're too rigid. And you're not having fun and letting go and soaring like you're talking about with the Knight of Swords and being able to see the whole thing. Wow. That's
absolutely
deep, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I pulled some weird cards, too. Well, not weird. They make a lot of sense. As, you know, just listening to Dax, I pulled for the past, the Hierophant, which is like traditional beliefs. And, you know, that kind of, you know, this is the way it is. And take it or leave it. And then for the bridge card or the middle card, I have the Eight of Wands where there's a movement, a rapid movement. And I'm just like kind of asking what's going on in the world. And it's moving, the card, the one that it's moving toward is the Wheel of Fortune. And I think we're going to be a lot happier if we understand that the only thing that is really definite is change. That the world is about change and kind of, you know, always know, even if you don't like where it is, it's going to change again. But we can't stop them. You know, we live, it's almost like the chaos theory with the creation of the universe. It, you know, it's always being mixed up and it's always changing, and just to kind of like hang in there and take away what, you know, what works. And if it's not working, you wake up the next day. There's always a new day and it's going to be probably different.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like, it, you know, because we're talking about the Matrix movie, too, and stuff, and you know they were, you know, they were inspired so much by martial arts films, and I think of, you know, Bruce Lee in that famous interview where he's talking about being like water, being like water, and just being able to move and bend and flow with calm, and, you know, if we can, like, let go of the idea that we have to have some certainty about things, and if we don't, we're lost. It's like, no, you know, things are always going to be moving and changing around us, and if we can bend with it, if we can flow with it, we're gonna be a lot happier.
Yep. Well, I kind of see also, like in the movie, how, like, when something would come at I forget the name of was it Thomas Anderson? Really going back, the name of the character by Keanu Reeves, it was like he wouldn't push back against it. He kind of like bent back and you flow with whatever that oncoming force is. You don't.
Yeah,
you don't
that was going with the flow too.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, and Mary, when you brought up about the five, you know, that reminded me the other aspect of five beyond the change and chaos, which goes to the, you know, reality order coming out of chaos, and what Sharona just said about, you know, the chaos theory on the creation of the universe. But another aspect of the five is adventure. You know, we miss out on the adventure.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, adventures are how we grow, how we evolve. You know, it's like we have to, you know, be willing to explore, you know, and to take those adventures and take those flights of fancy even, you know, in order to level up, basically, in a sense. You know, we all have those moments where it's like, okay, Do we want to step out into the unknown, you know, all that change and chaos mm-hmm. and everything, and what a ride it is. And also, we always evolve when we do that in some way, or at least our perspective does.
So there you go, folks, our psychic spin on are we living in the Matrix. I think we came out with sort of.
Yeah, but oh, so we have a lot more control than we think. We have a lot more power than we think we do within that.
Right. That's the main takeaway is that if we can, you know, look past the blinders, we have more control than we think.